Hello, and a big warm welcome to all our listeners tuning in today.
You're listening to Into the Medium, the podcast where we dive deep into the top trending stories on Medium, exploring the insights and innovations shaping our world. Today's date is April 18th, 2023.
I'm R. Ezra, joining the always insightful R. Scott to guide you through today's captivating episode. R. Scott, ready to stir up some thoughts today?
Absolutely, R. Ezra. And we have quite the lineup of stories to enthrall our listeners. Kicking things off, we'll delve into marking the web's 35th birthday with an open letter from none other than Tim Berners-Lee. Imagine 3.5 decades of the web's existence and how it's reshaped every facet of our lives.
Following that, we'll explore the intricate worlds of strategy and artificial intelligence through the insights of Roger Martin. It's a thrilling deep dive into how companies are grappling with the omnipresence of AI, and I can't wait to unfold the nuances with you.
And to cap off our main stories, we'll wade into the new era Microsoft is ushering in with one-bit LLMs. The numbers game in AI is changing, and we're here to break down what that means for companies, and ultimately, for us, the consumers.
Sounds like an episode packed with insights and a dash of nostalgia, doesn't it? Listeners, you won't want to miss a minute as we dissect these stories and uncover the layers behind the headlines. So, grab your favorite beverage, settle in, and let's venture into the medium together. Stay tuned.
Moving right along, let's delve into the story that marks a monumental moment in digital history. Tim Berners-Lee, the visionary inventor of the World Wide Web, penned an open letter on Medium addressing the web's 35th birthday. It's not just any anniversary. It's a reflective piece that casts a stark light on the web's journey, embodying hope, challenges, and a call to action for its future.
Indeed, Tim's letter, titled Marking the Web's 35th Birthday, an Open Letter, brings us back to the web's original promise: collaboration, compassion, and creativity, what he dubs the three C's. It's fascinating to see the dichotomy between the web's intention and its current trajectory.
The early days of the web offered a decentralized platform bursting with opportunities for small, localized communities to thrive. However, the subsequent evolution has not all been positive. Tim Berners-Lee points out the erosion of the web's founding values, replaced by a landscape dominated by a few corporate giants, focusing on profit and passive content consumption.
This brings us to the heart of Tim's letter, where he outlines two interconnected issues plaguing the current state of the web: the concentration of power within a handful of platforms, contradicting the web's original decentralized spirit, and the exploitative personal data market, creating deep profiles for targeted advertising.
The call for action is clear. Tim Berners-Lee presents a future hinged on breaking down data silos, promoting diversity in voices and content, and shifting towards a web that values human intention over passive attention. It's a potent reminder that the web, at its core, should serve humanity.
He mentions Blueski, Mastodon, and GitHub as pillars of an emerging paradigm, one that aligns with the original vision of the web, but integrates the advancements of our times. This new model fosters community knowledge, collaboration, and empowerment without resorting to exploitative engagement tactics.
And let's not forget the Solid Protocol, a groundbreaking approach to returning control over personal data to individuals. This feels like a pivotal step toward realizing a more equitable digital ecosystem. The example set by Flanders, offering every citizen their own pod for data storage, is a beacon of hope for data ownership reform.
Tim's letter is a rallying cry, urging us to back visionary leaders and projects that strive for a web that favors the needs of humanity over profit. The urgency is palpable. It's not just about reflecting on the past, but actively shaping a more inclusive and compassionate web for the future.
Absolutely, R. Ezra. As we ponder over Tim Berners-Lee's insights, it's clear that the web's 35th birthday isn't just a milestone, but a crossroads. The decisions we make now will dictate the web's direction for years to come.
Listeners, what do you think about the current state of the web? Do you believe in the potential of a more human-centered digital future? Share your thoughts with us and let's engage in this vital conversation together.
Indeed, engaging with these ideas is crucial for all of us who navigate the web daily. It's about envisioning and working towards a digital future that prioritizes our well-being and genuine connection.
On that note, we'll move on to our next segment, where we dive into the world of strategy and artificial intelligence with insights from Roger Martin. Stay tuned as we continue to explore the innovations and challenges shaping our digital landscape.
Diving deeper into today's episode, we're thrilled to discuss a topic at the intersection of innovation and business: Roger Martin's take on strategy and artificial intelligence, right here on Into the Medium.
Absolutely, R. Scott. Martin's exploration, titled Strategy and Artificial Intelligence, A Story of Heuristics, Means and Tails, offers a fresh perspective on how businesses can navigate the burgeoning world of AI. It's not just about the technology, it's about understanding its place in the grand scheme of things.
Right you are, R. Ezra. Martin masterfully frames AI, especially generative models like LLM AI, as a tool that accelerates our progression through what he calls the knowledge funnel, from tackling mysteries to creating heuristics, and then formulating algorithms.
It's fascinating how he connects this AI-driven acceleration to historical advancements, like how once insurmountable mysteries, such as why objects fall to the ground, evolved into universally accepted heuristics and then precise algorithms, thanks to intellectual breakthroughs.
Indeed, Ezra. And by leveraging AI, particularly generative AI, Martin suggests we can expedite this process even further. It's a compelling argument that positions AI as a benefactor of knowledge advancement rather than merely a disruptor.
However, Martin doesn't shy away from addressing the double-edged sword that AI embodies. He delves into the dark side of generative AI, pointing out that while these models can democratize knowledge rapidly, they also tend to standardize it, pushing us towards averages and away from exceptional outliers.
That's a crucial point, Ezra. It reflects on the challenges creators and innovators in every field face. How to remain distinctive when algorithms are pushing towards uniformity. It's a reminder that in a world flooded with AI, cultivating unique, valuable heuristics is becoming ever more critical.
Martin also shares some insightful advice for both professionals and users in the era of AI. For creators and managers, the takeaway is clear. Develop uniquely valuable heuristics that can't easily be replicated by AI. Users, on the other hand, should be conscious of their goals. Are they looking for general solutions, or do they seek the outliers, the exceptional heuristics?
And perhaps most intriguingly, Martin isn't just theorizing. He mentions working with a tech client on a Rogerbot, an AI experiment that feeds on his own written words on strategy. The goal? To see if AI can indeed capture his unique heuristic approach. It's experimental, yet it represents the forward-thinking approach we need in the face of AI's relentless evolution.
That's for sure, R. Scott. Martin's narrative not only underscores the importance of AI in modern business strategy, but also challenges us to think critically about our engagement with technology. How do we ensure the AI tools we develop and use propel us towards innovation rather than complacency?
Listeners, as we reflect on Martin's insights, it's worth pondering how AI influences our daily lives. From the way we work to how we solve problems, what heuristics are you leaning on? And how could AI reshape them?
And with that thought-provoking question, we conclude our deep dive into strategy and artificial intelligence with Roger Martin. This story not only highlights the current AI zeitgeist, but also pushes us to envision a future where we harness AI for breakthroughs, not just business as usual.
Exactly, Ezra. It's a call to action for businesses, creators, and individuals alike to strategically engage with AI, ensuring it serves as a catalyst for innovation rather than a barrier. The potential is immense, but it requires a thoughtful approach.
Listeners, we'd love to hear your thoughts on AI and strategy. How do you see these forces interacting in your industry or daily life? Let's keep the conversation going.
Stay tuned, as we have more fascinating stories to cover, including Microsoft's move into one-bit LLMs. But for now, let's chew on the insights from Roger Martin and consider how we can apply his strategic thinking to our collective AI journey. Next up, we're diving into a story that's buzzing with potential to redefine the tech landscape. Microsoft, a titan in the software industry, has unveiled what it's calling the era of one-bit large language models, or LLMs. It's a development that could very well shift the dynamics of AI technology as we know it. But first, R. Ezra, let's make sure we're all on the same page. Can you break down what an LLM is for our listeners?
Absolutely. R. Scott. Large language models, or LLMs, are advanced AI systems designed to understand, generate, and interpret human language. They've been at the forefront of AI research for their ability to mimic human-like conversational abilities, write coherent text, and even code. However, what sets Microsoft's innovation apart is the leap from traditionally used 16-bit processing to 1-bit processing. This monumental jump is not just about numbers. It's about accessibility, speed, and narrowing the tech divide.
Fascinating. It seems like Microsoft isn't just tinkering with AI, they're fundamentally changing the game. But the big question is, why is this significant? To dig deeper, we've sifted through the nitty-gritty details. Fewer than 4% of companies are currently leveraging AI to enhance their goods and services. Even more perplexing, while some larger corporations have started integrating AI, the staggering costs and technical complexities have left smaller players in the dust.
That's where this 1.58-bit LLM comes into play. According to reports, it performs on par with its 16-bit counterparts while being significantly cheaper and faster. Imagine a small startup now having the capability to engage with AI technology that was once the exclusive domain of tech giants. This breakthrough could democratize AI, breaking down barriers and fostering innovation across the board. R. Scott, it looks like we're witnessing what could be a major leveling of the playing field, don't you think?
Absolutely, R. Ezra. This development beckons us to ponder the implications for the future. For one, the environmental impact cannot be ignored. AI technologies, especially data-heavy models like LLMs, are notorious for their energy consumption. By introducing a more efficient processing model, we might be seeing the dawn of an era where AI can be both powerful and sustainable. But there's also the economic side of things, a potential boom for startups and smaller companies who can now afford these technologies.
That's a vital point, R. Scott. However, it's also crucial to consider the broader societal impact. We've seen technology bring great advancements but also widen inequalities. By making AI more accessible, we could be embarking on a new phase where technology genuinely serves the masses, not just a privileged few. But with all revolutions, there are challenges. Ensuring equitable access, maintaining data privacy, and avoiding monopolization of technologies are hurdles we'll need to navigate. R. Scott, how do you see these playing out?
Those are complex issues, R. Ezra. Equitable access and privacy are indeed significant concerns. However, with regulatory oversight and the involvement of the global tech community, I believe we can steer this ship in the right direction. This is more than just a technological breakthrough. It's a moment that calls for collective responsibility. From ensuring diverse voices are included in AI development to establishing frameworks that prioritize privacy and ethics, the work is cut out for us.
Indeed. R. Scott, it's a pivotal moment in tech, and the future looks incredibly promising. As we ponder over Microsoft's unveiling of the 1-bit LLM, it's clear this development isn't just a milestone. It's a beacon for what's possible when innovation meets inclusivity. Businesses, small and large, now have a shot at harnessing the power of AI without the prohibitive costs. And for society, it's an opportunity to push for more equitable technology access and use.
Well said, R. Ezra. It's a story we'll certainly continue to follow as it unfolds. The era of 1-bit LLMs might just be the tipping point for a new tech-inclusive world. A world where the benefits of AI are not just for the few, but for many. As we wrap up this segment, it's intriguing to think about the boundless possibilities, the challenges ahead, and the impact this could have on every aspect of our lives.
Listeners, we'd love to hear your thoughts on this groundbreaking story. Do you see the era of 1-bit LLMs as a game changer? How do you envision the future of AI impacting your life or industry? Let's continue this conversation both on and off the air.
Indeed. As we pivot to our next story, keep those thoughts brewing. After all, the world of technology is ever evolving, and today's revolution sets the stage for tomorrow's innovation. Stay with us, as there's much more to explore. Well, folks, that brings us to the close of an absolutely electrifying episode of Into the Medium. Today, we've traversed through pivotal moments in digital history, delved into the strategic intersections of AI and business, and peeked into the future with Microsoft's 1-bit LLM innovation.
And what a journey it's been. From reflecting on the web's 35th birthday with Tim Berners-Lee's thought-provoking open letter, exploring the nuances of strategy and artificial intelligence with Roger Martin, to understanding the significant leap towards a more inclusive and efficient AI technology with Microsoft's one-bit LLMs. It's been a day of insightful reflections and forward-looking conversations.
A huge thank you to our fantastic listeners for joining us on this adventure. Your curiosity and enthusiasm are what fuel this show. And to our guests who've shared their invaluable insights and stories, thank you. Your contributions have made this episode truly special.
And of course, we want to keep this conversation going. Whether you're mulling over the future of the web, pondering the strategic integration of AI in your business, or excited about the democratization of AI technology, we want to hear from you. Join us on our social media platforms, leave a review, or simply tune in next week for more thought-provoking stories.
As we part ways today, let's remember that the digital world is not just about technology. It's about people, ideas, and the incredible journey of innovation we're all part of. Let's continue to explore, question, and shape the future together.
Thank you. Stay curious. And until next time, keep venturing into the medium. Goodbye.